This is the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. It's Thursday morning, April 9th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
IMD Companies Inc. begins advanced due diligence on crypto and medical acquisition opportunities. IMD Companies Inc. has initiated advanced due diligence on potential acquisitions in the cryptocurrency infrastructure and medical technology sectors. The company aims to strengthen its position in high-growth industries with scalable technologies. CEO Richard Wilson expressed optimism about the evaluation process, emphasizing the focus on sustainable growth and shareholder value. Updates on the acquisitions are expected in the coming weeks as transparency with shareholders remains a priority.
Bitcoin Bancorp launches California deployment of licensed Bitcoin ATM network with first installations. Bitcoin Bancorp launches California deployment of licensed Bitcoin ATM network with initial installations in Southern California, marking the next phase of its national retail expansion strategy. The move follows previous rollouts in Texas and aims to capture untapped transaction volume in a densely populated, economically powerful state like California, which ranks among the top states in total Bitcoin ATM installations nationwide.
T00 and .mect have announced a strategic partnership to launch an athlete tokenization platform. This collaboration combines T00's regulated blockchain infrastructure with .market's athlete investment platform, allowing retail investors to purchase tokenized securities backed by professional athletes' future earnings under Regulation A+. The partnership aims to create a new market for everyday investors to participate in the economic upside of professional athletes' careers.
Australia passes bill compelling crypto platforms to obtain financial licenses. Australia has passed a bill requiring crypto platforms to obtain financial licenses, bringing them under the formal financial services regime. The legislation, introduced by the Treasury last November, sets clear requirements for companies dealing in digital assets. As more countries establish regulatory systems for the crypto sector, entities like Cantor Equity Partners, Inc. are likely to benefit from more solid information for decision-making.
$290 million exits Bitcoin ETFs as de-risking continues. A wave of selling swept through U.S. Bitcoin spot ETFs, with investors pulling over $290 million between March 24th and 27th. This reflects a broader retreat from risk across global markets, impacting companies like MicroStrategy Inc. with significant Bitcoin holdings. The coming weeks will be pivotal for these firms as their balance sheets heavily depend on cryptocurrency performance.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.